Jeffrey's brother, Jesse, was 2 years older than Jeffrey. However, as a result of brain damage when he was born, Jesse would not grow beyond the maturity of a four-year-old. However, Jeffrey always was willing to have Jesse hang around with him and wanted always to have things to do with him. However, on this particular day, he wanted to be alone because a group of the cool guys had invited Jeffrey to hang with them. And he wanted them to get to know Jeffrey on his own. However, Jesse showed up. And Jeffrey's so-called new friends were not kind to Jesse. They did not answer his questions as other friends of Jeffrey's had. They ignored him. And Jeffrey could feel in his stomach the growing anger that he was feeling and the sadness of how his brother was being treated. The plan was to go sledding. Jeffrey's so-called friend said, "Let's lose the loser. What good is he for anyway? He'll just slow us down." "Hey," Jeffrey said, "he is good for loving people. He's not like other people, rude and mean towards others. What he is good for is loving people." And Jeffrey put his arms around his brother Jesse, and the two of them left and went home. In the gospel today, we just heard these words spoken about Jesus. All were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Jeffrey had gracious words and gracious actions that came from his mouth and his life. Those so-called friends did not have gracious words or did not act in a gracious way. Jesus' life and lesson he taught was to be people who spoke and lived gracious words, both in words and in actions, with the people involved in our life. Because he said to Jeremiah, and he says to you and me, "The words of the Lord came to me saying," and they come to you and to me to be said and to be acted on. Those words of encouragement to another. The action of a smile that can mend a hurt. The wise words that can come from us. And there are also the words that Paul says in that second reading. When he says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." Those are our words. To help people bear the burdens in their life when either they're disappointed or they're frustrated or they're not feeling good about themselves. To help them to believe. To believe not only in themselves, but to believe that God is present in their lives and you and I can show that God to them by our words and our actions. To be a person of hope in their lives. To be that person that helps them to endure. To endure some of the pain in their life, the struggles in their life, the losses in their lives. That you and I are those gracious words that are both spoken and lived out in the lives of others. That word love is not simply a cute little word, but it is a word that calls us to live and to be in the way that Paul and Jesus and Jeffrey did in their lives. But there's also a challenge, because Paul's words also gave us a challenge. And Jeffrey's friends, so-called friends, were the ones who do not live out those gracious words. And for me, what that second reading asks me to do is, do I behave like Jeffrey's so-called friends? In my words and my actions, do I put other people down? Do I bully? Am I rude? Am I willing to not treat people fairly? Is the way that I act is in a way that it's always about myself? It's about me? Do I use the word I all the time? And am I willing to listen and hear on others? Am I willing to look at the full story of someone's life? The things I may not know at the moment I see them and encounter them? Do I have preconceived ideas of another person as I look upon them? Jesus experienced that in the gospel. Those words that were said, "Isn't he Joseph's son?" That was a put down. They were putting him down because they said, no way can this man, one, be from a carpenter's son. No way can he be from this ragged town of Nazareth. Who does he think he is? And he had to deal with that prejudice in his life. And so the challenge for me and maybe for all of us, are our words gracious? Are our actions gracious? Do we do what the Lord is asking us to be as he was, as Jeffrey was? The beauty of that second reading, though, also, is to take a moment and reflect that those words spoken by Paul are about our God. They are about how our God is with us. Because in that first reading, it said, "I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." And to know that God is this. God is patient. God is kind. God is not quick-tempered. God does not brood over injuries. God never fails. That is who our God is. That's the God in our life, no matter who we are, where we have been, what we have been about. If we live the words of Jesus in gracious words and actions, if we live like Jeffrey with his brother, if we live that love that Paul talks about, then truly the words at the end of the reading are a reality. Love never fails. So a simple invitation for our prayer this week. Take out your iPhone where you have maybe some notes, your laptop where you can put a message, your computer, or just take a note card. And write there the words of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and 5. Only verse 4 and 5. There, you heard them a minute ago. Just 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Take those words into every day. And this week, see how we can live those words in relationship to others, to family, to schoolmates, to workplaces, with ourselves, and with God. Bring them into the prayer for the week. Let's take that as we go into the week.